Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So he sent us a photo. Leo had his wellness appointment today. At what age do you stop being completely naked for a doctor's appointment? Because when you take a baby in, diaper, that's it.
They still make you disrobe quite a bit up until you're almost maybe nine or something, it seems like. And even then, they ask for permission to go under stuff. They're like, may I go under your shirt? May I pull your pants down? They're very, is it okay if your parent stays in the room? It's all and you're like,
wow.
Yeah, it's weird. But
even today, Leo left his pants on and the diaper.
Really?
Yeah.
But they pulled it out and checked it out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They take them all the way down and look, get underneath and do the, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did they violate him?
Yeah. I mean, you have to, it's weird.
Yeah. Me and the doc put our knees together to make a little table. We laid him down and he checked it out. And
oh, okay. Yeah. So you had his head and then he was checking everything out. Yep. It's weird.
I remember I was so close with my mom. I remember when it got to the point where the doctors were asking, do you want your mom in the room? But she's standing right there.
You can't say
and
no.
And if I said no, she would have been
hurt,
confused.
Yeah.
Because in her mind, she's like, well, we talk about everything. What can't you say in front of me and to your doctor, you know? But it was at that weird age and...
Did your mom know when you started growing hair and stuff? Was she aware?
I think so.
Okay, because some people are they don't want their parents to know that. But we walk in on the kids taking baths and stuff. Sorry, I mean we don't walk. We don't kick the door in or whatever.
Together, you both walk.
No, it's just we've seen. We knew when that started to happen. Or we'd be on vacation and then you're just sharing one bathroom and you're you go in to brush your teeth and you're oh my God, what's going on there? Ugh. Yeah. So I could see that would be why I don't think Noah would want me in the room anymore. There's a certain age where you just don't even offer to go in the room. It's go for it, dude. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would think. I mean, Leo's not even two, and he was even kind of like, hey.
A little humility here. Yeah. Let me have my moment. But then you took a picture of him without his clothes on. How embarrassing.
I had to prove to my wife that I actually took him.
Where are you going to go instead?
That's a nice trusting relationship you got going there. Really?
Yeah, normally she takes him because now only one can go. We used to both go, but only one because of COVID.
Oh.
So she usually takes him, but she's kind of been sick. So I took him today. So I had to have my notes and know what questions to ask.
Oh my God, isn't that the way?
Yeah.
Because then I get home, it's like, did you ask this? I'm like, how would I know to ask that?
Yeah.
In what world? Oh, you didn't see that in the bath? I'm like, no. Why would I? God.
I've been out of the game for over a year since I've been to a doctor's appointment with
right.
him. So I'm like,
I don't know what your concerns are at all.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You seem fine to me.
So did you have your phone out?
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You are describing my last doctor's appointment. It's like I pull the notes. Any questions? I'm like, not for me. Hold on.
See, I at least worded it I've been wondering about.
No, I'm just straight up look, I'm an absentee parent and these are the things my wife wants to know. Oh, wow.
Do you have to write down the answers?
Sometimes I just try to commit them.
Because I am the type that I'm like, think she said something about
rash terminal.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, what rash terminal? No, non-terminal. Right. Hold on. Let me call the doctor.
Because in the medical industry, negative means it's a positive.
Yes.
No, that's good.
Yes.
Negative is good.
Prognosis negative. No, I mean good. Right. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
God. I can't tell you how many times you're nailing it too, because she'd write like 10 questions and I'm like, I know the answer to the last two because they're fresh. But the first three, I'm like, I don't remember. They weren't concerned. How's that? Oh.
That even happened last time I took my car in. It was acting crazy, and then afterwards my dad's like, what'd they say was wrong with it? I was like, a filter, something with the size off. Which filter? I don't know.
I've literally tried to repeat stuff back to them and said it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I literally said the flux capacitor.
No!
I did, because I thought that's what he said, but it was just like, no, it was just like some sort of, I don't know.
Well, my flux capacitor.
Even that's not even, right. Oh, my God.
Amber, I thought you were going to say, I took my car in and they asked me, go ahead and disrobe.
They do that for her. Just need a tune-up.
Exactly.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.